This is the Friends of Mr. Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in southern New England, and we go to Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, Australia. We begin with Cyclone Errol. Jeremy, a very good day to you. It's coming winter in New South Wales. Western Australia is another galaxy from you. We've talked of cyclones hitting Queensland. Now this cyclone for Western Australia, after one was threatened some days ago. Where does it come from? And right now, what are they expecting? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, this is a cyclone of fairly big proportions. And what's very unusual is that, as you mentioned, the one we had just a few days ago, which did come off of the West Australian coast and then come onto the West Australian coast from the Indian Ocean. Well, this one, called Tropical Cyclone Errol, has actually come from Indonesia, firmly in the north. So it's basically come from exactly the opposite direction. And what the track looks like right now is, if you have a map of Australia, the cyclones actually come from basically very much to the northern part of, or the top part of, the left-hand side of Australia. And it's now moving from the left side, I guess, a little bit further down, heading down to the left and along the West Australia coastline. So I guess you could say right now the cyclone is kind of sideswiping the West Australian coast. But there's now a twist to it. Early this morning, the Bureau of Meteorology has now warned that this cyclone is expected to do a hook turn. So it's actually going to make a left-hand turn, quite a sharp one apparently, and then move straight onshore into Western Australia itself. And it's around the Pilbara region again, so that's the top left side of Australia, and it's almost exactly where the other two cyclones just only a few weeks ago came onshore as well. So, John, this cyclone, while it is a little bit strange in that it came from the north, is actually behaving exactly like the other two that came in from the west across the Indian Ocean and heading to Western Australia. But I should also point out, too, that probably the most defining factor of this whole cyclone is that it is so late in the season. We're now halfway through April. We're still getting cyclones when typically, probably by about mid-March, we've really got no more cyclones coming through. So, John, this is a weird one by all proportions. It's big, it's a monster, it's about to do a hook turn, but also it's very, very late. So, honestly, again, the weather's just that little bit weirder than normal.
So the target is Derby. Do they know where it's going to come ashore?
They think it's going to be just south of Derby. And Derby is well known to have cyclones. So, in fact, a lot of the houses, a lot of the structures in Derby are actually reinforced. There's a lot of emergency action plans in place already. So that if it does come ashore just south of Derby, which means the township itself will pretty much be absolutely hammered by rain, by winds, by floodwaters, there's a lot of people ready to respond. But unfortunately, too, it is a very isolated area up there, so anything can happen. And we're expecting it possibly in the next 6 hours, so it's really manifesting quite quickly now. So we'll have to wait and see, but probably about this time tomorrow, we'll know which way it's gone.
It's coming winter in New South Wales. The last time we spoke, they were having heavy downpours in Queensland. Has that stopped? Is Queensland dry? I believe you're dry for the moment.
Yes, actually, right across the eastern seaboard here, we're very, very dry. Queensland itself has had a little bit of rain just up in the very top part of the state, so the very top right-hand side of Australia on the peninsula, but that's normal. That's mostly weather from Indonesia. That's very much that monsoonal trough that we see at any given time. But coming further down south in Queensland, it certainly is much drier now. In fact, I don't think they had any rain this week in Brisbane whatsoever, and you may recount only maybe 2.5 weeks ago at most, they were having around about 100 mil, so 2 to 3 inches of rain almost every single day. But now it's completely dry again. Then as you come down here into Sydney, into New South Wales, we're absolutely dry. In fact, the whole week we're going to get no rain. The only rain we're probably going to see anywhere near us is down a little bit further south, the northern Victoria border region. But even then, there is some forecast suggesting that they may just get really cold snaps, but not a lot of rain either. So, John, honestly, we're exactly the opposite to what we've been talking about the last few weeks. We've gone from very heavy rain and stormy kind of seasons now to this very, very dry, cool, but wintry kind of feel as well. So, again, it's not what we normally get here, but, you know, we're just waiting to see what comes next.
Last week, we had an announcement from the Met Office. It went like this. We throw our hands up. We have no idea what's going to happen next. The weather's completely unpredictable. Now, that was last week. Are they saying the same thing now? And what is your expectation for winter?
Well, curiously, no. In fact, they've gone the other way, gone from throwing their hands up saying, we don't know what's going to come over winter, to actually saying, you know what, we now have a relatively good idea. And John, what they're saying about winter now is that they're saying we're going to get a warm winter. In fact, it's going to possibly be so warm that we may have some threat to our snowfields in Victoria in particular, and some of the alpine regions across the southern New South Wales border and the Blue Mountains, which means the ski season could be under threat. And the reason for this is that the Bureau of Meteorology now has done some extra calculations. They've now figured out that La Niña itself may not be as strong as it originally was. The Indian Ocean dipole does not seem to be causing as much of the aggressive weather that we were expecting to have over winter. That may have caused a lot colder conditions and then a lot warmer conditions at the tail end towards summer. And instead, what's actually happened, we're kind of getting a much more steady winter, which is going to have a steady climb of temperature throughout, where some of the temperatures are expected to be 1 or 2 degrees more than they normally would, which for our alpine region, our snowfields, means that for every 1 to 2 degrees Celsius higher than it normally should be, the snow level raises by about 300 meters, so around about 600 feet. And because we have such low mountains and areas where the snowfields are actually located, that can be devastating because it means that the snow just won't fall low enough, and the temperature is going to be too warm at low at the low altitudes that it's actually going to melt before it even manifests. So right now, unfortunately, going from basically not knowing what the temperature is over the winter to knowing what the temperature is and telling us that it's actually not going to be good for the snowfields, in some ways, is probably the worst news. But honestly, John, they do say that they don't know 100%. They could be completely wrong again. We do have a lot of variables with the oceans being warmer than normal and a few other with the cyclones basically of Western Australia creating these massive weather patterns that are making it harder to predict what happens here in the east. So again, John, I say it week after week, the weather really is just weird again, but at least we do have some direction, and we do thank the Bureau of Meteorology.
All right, you're headed in, it's the 14th of April, and Jeremy's headed into Sydney. What's the weather like right outside your door when you step out to inspect the car before you get in for poisonous snakes? What do you see in the sky?
Well, the great thing is, John, the weather's on my side. It's bright, it's completely blue. It allows me to see every one of those little critters if they are making the home in my car. But the weather truly is beautiful and mild right now. We're getting around about 70 degree Fahrenheit days. In fact, there is no rain whatsoever this week too, so it's going to be a very good opportunity to get in the garden to actually get those weeds out from the rain we had over the last few weeks. But it is truly beautiful. It really is what we expect to see around fall going into winter. The trick is that later in the week, we are expecting to see warm temperatures again. So we may get that second run of summer. But honestly, John, it's fantastic. It's perfect snake spotting weather, I can tell you.
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Those snakes, they're coming back. I'm John Batchelor.